There's nobody that plays a meaner air guitar than Rosie Romero. Go ahead and let it roll, Gary. I can't carry a note. To hear music in my house, the stereo must be turned on. But I play a mean air guitar. All right. I started the hour by inviting y'all to jump on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and request the 2021 Rosie on the House Homeowner Handbook Calendar. And I said I wanted 100 new requests. We're well over halfway there. Go ahead and let's cross the finish line. Reach out to rosieonthehouse.com. Let us know if you want, if you are a new person to Arizona, we want to talk to you this segment right now about things you need to know about owning a home in Arizona. If you're new, jump on the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and request a calendar.
And even if you're not new, everybody needs a calendar, right? And we don't share any of that information. That's a need-to-know piece of information there.
That's right.
Sweet PJ called in this morning.
Technically, we do share it when we have to give it to the mail people to deliver.
But we don't sell it.
We got busted on that technicality.
Oh, geez.
I didn't have my rim shot sound effect ready.
Well, Miss PJ just said to give you a big hug this morning and a thank you for the way you light up Saturday mornings. And she called for her calendar because she doesn't have email. So if you're a person who doesn't use email, you can still get a calendar by giving us a call and we'll write it down and send it to you. So you don't have to miss out.
Yeah, during the week, you can call the office and the phone is still answered by a live person. Now, if you want to join the conversation now and talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin, you dial 1-888-767-4348. An automatic attendant will answer. And then if you'll just push 1, it will bypass the message and shoot you straight into the call screening booth here in the broadcast studio. And my wife of 42 years, sweet Jennifer, will pick up the phone and find out your name, where you're calling from, your question, and we'll get to you as quick as we can. So get online and request your calendar. I want to break 100 requests today. One of you, the first 100, will be entered into a pool to win a Made in America Valley Forge flag. Sweet Carol, I see that hand.
We had Brett email in and say, Rosie, I still listen to Rosie on the House, still love to listen, but I moved to Iowa. Can I still get a calendar?
Yeah, he can still get a calendar. You bet. You bet. I can't believe the number of requests we get from all across the country, and it's generally Arizonans who unfortunately were called to move out of the state.
Good morning.
Let me talk to y'all about the topic of the hour. What you need to know as a first-time home buyer in Arizona. 230 people a day moved into Arizona last year.
That's just Maricopa. That stat doesn't include Tucson and Pima and Pinal.
Oh, Romy.
I know.
That's kind of good news, but it's kind of bad news. That's just Maricopa County?
That's just Maricopa.
Do they all drive on the 101?
Feels like it some days.
Oh, man. Well, we want to say welcome. As long-term residents here, Romy's a native. I moved here in 1966. I think we had 1.5 million people in Arizona in 1966. You could take your Jeep, your four-wheel drive, your Ford F-150, and go anywhere on a dirt road and be instantly by yourself for an entire weekend in 1 million different places. And those places are hard to find now.
And here's what I always have to just circle back around to calm myself when we're talking about the population and the growth. Germany is almost the same size as Arizona.
I know.
We're pushing, 8 million people in Arizona?
Yeah, we are.
And Germany's pushing million. So 10 times more dense of a population.
It is.
And
it is.
I've never been there, but the pictures I see from when you guys went, there's still ski resorts. There's still mountains.
There are.
There's still plenty of open country.
But the thing I want to say to you homeowners is welcome. Homeownership is different. and I want you all to think exactly like me so the state doesn't change. The first thing you need to know about Arizona homeownership is we have 300 days a year of very, very intense sun. And that ultraviolet plays havoc on anything you elect to show to the sun. Okay? And in this article that's on our website, we actually have a picture of what we call a territorial home, which tend to be pretty popular in the Sun Belt. It's a home designed after the Native American Pueblo Indians, where it's an adobe look, where wood timbers were used as the roof structure and the load-bearing lintels across doors and wide openings. And it is what they had on hand in the 1400s and before, 1500s, 1600s. It was the building material that was indigenous to the area. Well, if you like that look, and I live in a home that's territorial, let me just tell you, I've lived in that home now for 30 years. If you like that look and you buy it in a wood-framed variety, it's wood-framed, probably 2x4 or 2x6, with 1 inch of foam stucco on the outside, some chicken wire, some vapor barrier, and wood vigas, round poles, sticking into the parapets for accent, big heavy wood beams serving as headers across the windows, across the overhead garage door. There's actually a picture of one in the article we published today on our website. You are buying, and they're flat roofs. I just want you to know, if you're in love with that style, and that's the kind of home you just have to have, you are buying the highest maintenance home possible. Okay? The sun hates wood. The only thing the sun hates worse than wood is vinyl. So if you're going to show vinyl to the sun, or you're going to show wood to the sun, you're going to spend a lot of your weekends not enjoying the great Arizona outdoors. You're going to be spending your weekend caulking.
Doing maintenance. Now, if you want that look and you want to get rid of all of that, there are building technology, building science that can avoid all that. First of all, you build in block and you can put a very good bond with a plaster over it. A lot of these homes are built with stick and wood framed, build it masonry, and then instead of using wood vigas, use metal, and then you can just cover it in fiberglass that is formed to look like wood, and standing from the ground, you can't even tell it's not wood. And you may have to replace that once every 50 years from sun fade, but there are ways to do it. Builders just unfortunately often take, and it's not always, I give the builder a hard time. A lot of times it's the consumer, because if they're looking at their budget for building their home, and let's say we're working with a $1 million budget to build a home, they're going to spend 80% on glitz and glamour and 20% on structure and longevity. If they would reverse that mindset and realize, spend 80% on the structural integrity, and you can live in a home where you've got the rest of your life to spend on glitz and glamour instead of spending it on repairs and maintenance.
Yeah.
Because you went cheap and you bought the glitz and the glamour up front. And now you've put yourself in a situation the rest of the life of that home, you're spending chasing repairs and fixing cheap stuff.
They can be hard to find. But if you can find a masonry home, you're going to be investing in a home that will require about 1/4 the maintenance of a framed home that's stucco. And we went framing with foam and stucco as a cost-saving measure. back in the late 70s and early 80s. Prior to that, the 60s, a lot of the older homes all across Arizona were all masonry.
And when you go into one of those neighborhoods where it's still red brick masonry, Glendale's got a few great neighborhoods.
Oh, absolutely.
South Scottsdale's got a few great neighborhoods.
John F. Long built
out in
subdivisions all over the valley. Continental Homes in Scottsdale, down around Osborne and Oak, and those are just rock solid homes.
And these are homes that they've never had to paint because the dye was in the brick, so the brick was your finished exterior color. So you've saved that money from not having to paint every 10 years.
The people that paint them end up hating themselves because then they've automatically created a maintenance problem. So look for masonry. Territorial will be your most expensive. The other style home that's most common in Arizona is just a ranch home, which is a sloped roof that has an overhang, an eave, that goes past the outside walls about 2 or 3 feet. That takes the rain drip away from your foundation, also creates a shadow line on your exterior walls, a much lower maintenance home than the territorial style. And I would tell you, from those of you moving here from colder climates, you're used to a heater that generates heat. So I would tell you, ranch style masonry in a dual energy neighborhood would be like three. I will never, ever replace the home I'm in without buying a masonry ranch style in a dual energy neighborhood. You've got the gas for the gas furnace. You're not relying on a heat pump. We get calls all winter long, not this winter so far, but all winter long during the wet, cold season, people are saying, my heater's broken. And I say, is it electric? Yes. Well, that's a heat pump, and it's only going to generate air that's colder than your body temperature. It will warm your house to 72, 74, 76 degrees. But it isn't going to be like the furnace you had in Detroit or Chicago or Cleveland or Dayton, where when that baby came on in the morning and you were eating that cold bowl of cereal, you could feel that warm air coming down the back of your neck and you just loved it. Well, that's not a heat pump. It ain't going to work like that. So, masonry?
Now, we don't have the kind of cold that requires that you...
You can get by with a heat pump.
If you get up in Flagstaff, you might have those kind of cold mornings, but you're not going to have a cold Detroit morning in Pinal, Pima.
You wouldn't think so, but how many phone calls do we get on a wet January when it's down in the 20s or low 30s?
That they think it's not working, yeah.
And they think it's not working because it just will not produce air any warmer than about 94 degrees. So, welcome all of you 230 a day to Maricopa County. Glad you're here. I'm glad you found us, Rosie on the House. We have been every Arizona homeowner's best friend for over 30 years. We're here as a free service to you. We've been building and remodeling in Arizona ever since I got my driver's license in 1972. And we're here for you, and we're free.